Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Just a few light showers out there for us this morning. Those are moving out quickly, but it is also windy, and the winds will be with us all day. I'll show you how strong it will be through the afternoon.
And the Prime Minister of Japan is visiting North Carolina today. Just ahead, how this visit comes as Japanese companies are investing billions of dollars into our state.
Three shootings just 2 hours apart in Durham has the mayor calling for action.
We're going to have to find some consensus to respond to these heinous acts.
The steps he says city council can take to help address the violence.
A college student from the Triangle is in jail this morning after a stabbing. The charges he's facing after the attack on the campus of App State. We'll get you caught up on all the stories you need to know for this Friday. We're glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. We got through the terrible weather yesterday. Let's find out what we can expect today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center tracking our conditions.
Yeah, that system pulling out. Just a couple of sprinkles left moving out of the Goldsboro area. Still lingering up here in the Northeast. We'll zoom in here and you can see just a little light shower around South Hill back over toward Roanoke Rapids. You can see that is moving out of the viewing area. And that should be it for a while. We're going to see a good bit of sunshine today. You know, it was windy yesterday. It's windy out there right now. We're going to continue to see some windy conditions through the afternoon. The gusts are in the white box on the right, and the steady winds are on the left. So we're gusting to 22 in Southern Pines, 29 in Fayetteville, 22 in Clinton, 25 in Goldsboro, 28 in Rocky Mount. There might be a few isolated power outages out there, but it's nothing widespread like we saw yesterday when we were seeing 40 to 50 mile per hour gusts. This is a look at the max wind gust since midnight, and we have been gusting up to 38 in Durham and Raleigh and 38 in Goldsboro. But again, not quite as strong as what we saw yesterday. Those wind gusts are going to be around 25 to 30 miles per hour through the afternoon, but should start to taper off after sunset tonight. And we'll still be a little on the breezy side over the weekend. Here's a look at the big picture. We're going to see this disturbance swinging through this evening, right about the time folks are headed home from work and maybe out to dinner. So if you're thinking about an outside table for dinner, take a look at what we have going on. First of all, our skies will start to clear nicely over the next couple of hours. And then we're back to partly to mostly cloudy skies during the afternoon. There's 2 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, starting to see a few light showers rolling through. So during the evening commute and dinner time, there's 7 o'clock. And then there's 8, 9 o'clock. And after that, it's out of here. Take a look at Goldsboro. And Goldsboro saw a shower roll through just recently. So it's a little bit wet there, but we're not looking at widespread wet conditions out. A southwest wind at 14 and a temperature of 61 as you're stepping out the door this morning. We'll see temperatures in the low 70s for highs, but we may see the hottest day of the year next week. I'll show it to you coming up, Brian.
All right, 602 right now. As Elizabeth mentioned, we did see a shower move through Wayne County a little while ago. And on our wet roads map here, you can see that green indicated in Wayne County down into parts of Sampson County. And also in our border counties could see some damp conditions this morning. Just want to keep it in mind. Slow down as you head out. We're looking good overall around the triangle right now on our major routes. We do have a couple of reports of trees that are down, including one at Wingate Drive at Payne Drive that still has Wingate Drive closed. This is near Eastgate Park on the north side of Raleigh. Live pictures from the scene show that police tape up. Not sure when they're going to be able to get that cleared. So just want to keep that in mind this morning. As we get other reports of any downed trees, we'll let you know about it.
Brian, thanks. Although storms have moved out of our area, the cleanup continues. Crews have been out this morning working to repair power lines and cut up fallen trees. Nick Perlin was in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker while that work was happening in Durham.
I'm Nick Perlin in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, where crews with Duke Energy worked early Friday morning trying to restore power to hundreds of customers in Durham County. Take a look at this video from around 2 this morning. Crews used a chainsaw to move these branches off a power line on Anderson Street near Duke University. Workers also picked up the tree branches and moved them off the road. There are still some outages in Durham County. We're working to find out when all the power will be restored. In the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, I'm Nick Perlin reporting in Durham.
Well, that storm also knocked out power in Lee County. Crews in Sanford worked yesterday to clear a tree that was resting on power lines. Around the corner, part of a giant oak tree fell on a house. A burst of wind also blew the roof off an auto sales building.
People to our west are cleaning up today as well. The National Weather Service will be in North Wilkesboro getting a look at damage from a tornado that touched down there last night. This BP gas station was badly damaged.
Trees also fell on some houses in that area. No injuries were reported.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida will be touring North Carolina today. He and Governor Roy Cooper will be touring some of the state's largest facilities owned by Japanese companies. WRL's Kelsey Coffey live outside the governor's mansion this morning to detail the prime minister's day in our state. Kelsey.
Kenny has a busy day ahead, and the prime minister will be here at the governor's mansion in just a few hours for a luncheon. Take a look at this video. Our crews were there when the prime minister landed last night at RDU. Today, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Governor Roy Cooper will visit two facilities, the HondaJet World Headquarters in Greensboro and the Toyota Manufacturing Plant in Randolph County. Both are owned by Japanese companies. Today's visit comes just one day after announcement from the Japanese biotech company Fujifilm Diosynth. They're expanding their facility in Holly Springs, investing $1.2 billion and adding more than 600 new jobs.
This puts North Carolina in a global showcase. We know that Japanese companies believe in North Carolina. We have 30,000 people in North Carolina going to work every day for a Japanese company. 225 of them are here.
And this afternoon, the Prime Minister will get a little taste of Southern hospitality. They will have a signature North Carolina barbecue and some bluegrass music at today's luncheon at the Governor's Mansion. And we'll be sure to have a crew to keep you updated on his visit all day long. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Today, the mayor of Durham will hold a news conference after a wave of violence yesterday. We're talking about three separate shootings that happened within 2 hours. The first happened on Truman Street just after four yesterday. A 16-year-old was shot and killed. The second shooting happened less than an hour later near Fayetteville Street and Linwood Avenue. Two men and a boy showed up at the hospital after being shot. Then, just after 6 p.m., a man was injured in a shooting on West Pettigrew Street downtown. Mayor Leo Williams says city leaders need to take action to reduce violence in Durham.
It's really a numbness. I'm more motivated than ever to continue to fight for policies that will actually reduce these types of outcomes.
Mayor Williams says he hopes city council will reconsider using ShotSpotter technology in Durham. They voted last month not to bring it back after it was used on a pilot program basis last year.
And happening right now in the WRL Life Center, we're following some breaking news out of Memphis, Tennessee. We have confirmed that two police officers have been shot overnight. This is a look at the scene right now. It is still a very active investigation, but here's what we know. We have confirmation that two police officers were shot. They are in the hospital right now. No word on their injuries or how they're doing, but police received a call about 2 o'clock this morning for a black car driving recklessly in this area. That was upgraded to a shooting shortly after. The reporter on scene there said the black car has about 20 bullet holes in it. We also know that police do have somebody in custody. They saw somebody being taken away in handcuffs. Right now, the reporter said there are about 100 officers on scene there, so this is a major scene. This is still developing. As soon as we have any word on how those officers were doing, we'll bring you that information from the Live Center.
An inmate is dead after an apparent fight at Raleigh Central Prison. The Department of Adult Corrections says 38-year-old Dustin Payne died at the prison last night. Staff says it appears he was assaulted by another inmate in the common area of a housing unit. Payne was serving multiple sentences out of Buncombe County. State Capitol Police are investigating.
An Appalachian State student from Durham is facing charges in connection with an on-campus stabbing. Authorities arrested 20-year-old Emmett Cardwell on charges of assault with a deadly weapon. An App State student was taken to the hospital after the stabbing yesterday afternoon. University police believe another person was involved, but no additional charges have been filed. Police say there's no threat to campus.
Durham Public Schools employees who are dealing with pay issues will get a chance to see exactly how the newly proposed budget will affect their paycheck. Interim Superintendent Kathy Moore says district officials will give classified employees an individual breakdown at the next board meeting. Moore is asking for a 12% budget increase. It includes $8 million to fully fund salaries for the system's 1,800 classified staff. Now, over the past few months, there have been numerous changes to classified workers' salaries.
This weekend, the North Carolina Courage take on the Portland Thorns at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary. You can watch it tomorrow night at 7 live here on WREL.
We're coming up on 6:10 this Friday morning. Coming up, new research this morning sheds light onto whether COVID vaccines are linked to cardiac deaths. We'll tell you what the research has found.
Plus, there's plenty of fun to be had around the Triangle this weekend. We will share our out and about best bets, including a cheese festival and food truck rodeo. Cheese festival. I mean, you got me at cheese, that's for sure. Okay, so this morning we have a couple of isolated showers moving out. We're going to see the potential for a few stray storms that could affect your evening plans. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Watching that last bit of rain moving out of our area, almost out to just a little bit of a sprinkle left in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and up around Roanoke Rapids. What we're going to see is some gradual clearing this morning, and it does remain windy for us today. Not quite as gusty as yesterday, but you're going to notice it today. This is a live look at Apex, and you can see the streets have dried out nicely. It's, in terms of weather, not going to be a terrible commute for you this morning. Our temperatures are mostly in the 60s. It is 59 in Lewisburg and 58 in Southern Pines, but 63 in Fayetteville, 61 in Irwin, 60 in South Hill, and 63 degrees in Rocky Mount. Walking the dog this morning, again, on the mild side, a bit on the breezy side, and we're going to see the winds continuing to kick up through the afternoon. We'll see highs in the low 70s. We have a huge warm-up in our forecast for next week. We'll take a look in just a few minutes. Brian?
6:14, Elizabeth. Still looking pretty good overall around the Triangle with no big problems showing up on our major routes around Wake County. Also quiet in Durham and Orange County. I want to take you to Durham, the east side of Durham, for a live look at 885 at Cornwallis Road. Northbound traffic heading away from us there up toward the 147 split. Right now, we're not picking up any big delays on the northbound side of 885. Southbound 885 also looks okay at this point, Ken.
Hey, Brian, thanks. A man is in jail this morning charged with impersonating a police officer. 35-year-old Demetrius Morrison was arrested by NC State Police after showing a fake badge to an officer. Police say Morrison also had several other police items on him, including handcuffs, crime scene tape, radios, and a concealed weapon. He's being held without bond, and that's because of a previous gun charge.
A new report from the CDC says there is no link between COVID vaccines and cardiac deaths among young people. Researchers looked at nearly 1,300 death certificates from people between the ages of 16 and 30 who died in 2021 and 22. They found out of more than 100 deaths where a cardiac event wasn't ruled out, 40 of those people have gotten a COVID vaccine. Only 3 died within 100 days of vaccination. No death certificates listed vaccination as a contributing cause of death.
This morning on Today, a girl dad is sharing his message for people who say they feel bad for him because he has 4 daughters. Austin Von Luckman's daughters are 9-year-old Ebriella, 8-year-old Gracelyn, 6-year-old Everly, and 2-year-old Lynn Iyer. He says he's tired of people approaching him while he's out with his girls and telling him, "I'm sorry."
All my kids can speak and understand English. They know what you're saying. Hurts their feelings. I'm not sorry that I have daughters.
This morning on Today, the whole family will join the show live. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
The Walmart in Knightdale is unveiling its newly renovated store. The re-grand opening celebration is this morning at 9. There will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and a few local organizations will receive grants. Vendors will be giving away prizes as well.
A festival devoted to pimento cheese and a visit from some Disney princesses happening in the Triangle.
How perfect. I'm wearing the color of pimento cheese. Let's take a look at this weekend's best bets. Now, if you love pimento cheese, then you'll want to head to downtown Cary tomorrow for the Pimento Cheese Festival. It's happening from 11 to 4. There will be live music and some of the pimento cheese samples from local restaurants.
There will also be a pimento cheese sculpting contest.
Yes, sign me up for the pimento cheese ice cream. On Sunday, head to Durham for a food truck rodeo. The event is from noon to 4 p.m. There will be more than 50 vendors on site, face painting, a DJ, inflatables, and the best part, admission is free.
Get your grub on there. Also Sunday, hear some classic songs during the Disney Princess the Concert at the DPAC. The show will feature some of your favorite princesses performing Disney classics live on stage. Tickets are still available. For more on these events and others happening this weekend, head to WRL.com and search for Out and About.
Yeah, and it's shaping up to be a nice weekend.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Especially after all the stormy weather moved through, and we have a beautiful weekend in store. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with how our Friday is looking, and it's going to be breezy today.
So, you know, we had this big system, obviously, yesterday and last night, and the rain is moving out. The skies are going to clear, and I think a lot of people are going to think it's over, but it isn't. We actually will end up with one more line of showers and maybe even some isolated thunderstorms this evening. So we'll walk through that. First of all, though, this is the last bit of rain that we're going to see, at least for the next several hours. A little bit of a sprinkle rolling through Roanoke Rapids. It's pulling out of South Hill right now. We head down to the south. It's already come through Goldsboro, moving toward Kinston and Greenville. So we'll start to see the sunshine peak out slowly. Of course, we did have a number of storm reports across our area. Most of our storm reports happened in the morning, right before noon. We just had this band of rain that came through that produced some very strong winds. So we had trees down around Sanford, around Fayetteville, across parts of the Sand Hills, back over toward Goldsboro. And then we didn't have any other reports of wind damage in our area, but plenty of it back to the west. There was even a possible tornado over in Wilkes County yesterday. We're still going to see the breezy conditions. Our winds right now are gusting to 29 in Fayetteville. The gusts are in the white box on the right, gusting to 23 in Durham and 28 in Rocky Mount. And gusts today will be 25 to 30 miles per hour for much of the afternoon. The peak wind gusts that we've seen so far today, 37 in Fayetteville, 38 in Goldsboro, Raleigh, and Durham. But yesterday when we had the trees down, we were seeing some gusts up to 50 miles per hour. So not as strong as what we saw yesterday. Here's a look at the big picture. We're going to see some wraparound moisture bringing in a chance of a shower later on this evening, or even a thunderstorm or two. After 7 o'clock, we're looking at clearing skies, but by lunchtime, we start to see a bit more cloud cover sneaking back in. A disturbance swings through. At 5 o'clock, we start to see an isolated shower or thunderstorm. That's going to be with us until around 8 o'clock, and then it's out of here, and we'll see some more gradual clearing. And then the weekend looks lovely. Take a look at Franklinton. Starting to see the clouds breaking up just a little bit, but we are still mostly cloudy. 61 the current temperature with a steady southwest wind at 14, gusting to around 25 to 30. Our temperatures right now, mid to upper 50s in the north. Looking at low 60s in the triangle, 63 degrees in Fayetteville right now. And for the most part, these temperatures are 5 or 6 degrees cooler than they were at this time yesterday. Around town, 71 in Raleigh, 69 in Durham, and 74 in Fayetteville. Again, that chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm. And then our temperatures really skyrocket. On Sunday, we'll climb into the 80s, and the records are in the low 90s, but we'll actually hit 90 on Thursday. If we hit that 90, it'd be the first time this year. The warmest temperature we've seen so far is 86 degrees, but the record for Thursday is 95, so we may not end up with a record. The Courage game Saturday night, the weather should be perfect for that with temperatures in the 60s, and we're going to air that game right here on WRAL. Looking at these very warm temperatures, the overnight lows will be in the 60s, and really once we get past this evening, we're dry for the next 6 days, Brian.
I want to propose legislation to get rid of the 90.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, it's too
early.
A
couple of co-sponsors here right now. Taking a live look around the triangle with our sensors, we're not picking up any crashes in Wake County right now or Durham County, but we do have a down tree up on the north side of Raleigh. It's in a neighborhood at Wingate Drive at Payne Drive. This is near Eastgate Park, just north of the Beltline. They're still working to get that one cleared. If we get any other reports with these gusty winds of any down trees, we will let you know this morning. Again, looking good around Wake County, also quiet in those major approaches into Durham, all clear in both directions of I-85 and also I-40. A reminder, as you head out later this morning or any morning, you can listen to us live on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. And if you have an HD radio, we're at 101.5 HD3 anywhere in the Triangle.
Brian, thanks. Well, coming up, a historic trial is calling for ramped up security in New York City. The safety precautions police are taking ahead of former President Trump's first criminal trial.
Plus, the hit Netflix series Bridgerton is coming back for a third season with a whole new love story. We have a sneak peek of the new trailer.
I cannot live at home any longer.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Fans of Bridgerton are getting excited about new episodes.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Yes, I'm excited.
There are some Bridgerton fans in the studio right now. A new trailer for season 3 of the hit series is out now, and it shows that this season will focus on the love story of Colin and Penelope. The new season premieres on Netflix May 16th.
And Brian, this is a big deal, okay, because Penelope has been crushing on Colin for the last two seasons. So how do they go from friends to something more? Oh, I can't wait. Season 1 was all steamy. Yeah. Season 2, a slow burn. We'll see what season 3 brings.
I can't wait.
Tell me all about it, okay?
We will.
You'll be hearing Taylor Swift's music on TikTok again. Her songs can be used on the app yet again, months after they were pulled because of a dispute between TikTok and Universal Music Group. Songs from other Universal artists, such as Olivia Rodrigo and Drake, are not yet back on TikTok.
Well, this is actually perfect timing for Taylor Swift because this dispute is finally over ahead of her new release coming out next Friday, Dead Poets Department. A lot of people are looking forward to that new music from her.
She's having quite a year.
Thanks, Brian. Well, a new Topgolf location is opening today in Durham. A ribbon cutting is happening this morning at 9. The new three-story golf center sits near Research Triangle Park, just off I-40. It's a sports bar, restaurant, and driving range. This is the third location in North Carolina.
And the sun's starting to creep out right now, but we are looking at another disturbance swinging through this evening. I'll show you how it could affect your dinner plans coming up.
Work is continuing this morning to clean up after yesterday's wind damage. This is a live look at a downed tree in North Raleigh. We'll check in with Nick Perlin in the WRL Breaking News Tracker about the effort to clear it.